Hey, welcome to Midday Cafe, and I'm your host, Michael Giannotti. Today, joined in our Philadelphia MTC Studios location by
Tariq Hamid.
Tariq Hamid. Tariq, who are you?
I've explained it several times before, but I can.
But we like to hear all the time.
I'm a UC architect here, so meaning
UC, is that like University of California?
Yeah, University of California, Universal Communication, or Unified Communications, anything around collaboration, communication, expert. So, I don't know if I'm expert, but yeah, I know.
You're pretty much, he knows a thing or two.
One or two things about, a thing or two about Skype for Business, Link 2013, conferencing, you name it.
You name it. And I'm excited because we have you, you're going to be in here today talking about
Surface Hub.
Surface
and
Hub.
Believe it or not, I spend good time of my Saturday working here to make sure I have this video or actually live discussion with you.
Yeah, so we're going to be going through some cool stuff today. We've got we're going to run down latest in Microsoft tech news.
Okay.
We're going to hit Surface Hub. Then we are going to talk about some I'm going to show an app of the week.
Okay.
I've got a cool app. I think you're going to like. You take pictures of your kids, right?
Yes, absolutely. Who doesn't?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
Everybody
does it. We're going to take a look at our app of the week, then upcoming events, because tomorrow is a very special day.
Yes.
But before we get started, you've already started to share. Your weekend was?
Was all right, other than working here.
You were here?
Yeah. But I spent time with kids and family. So
good. Got to have some family time?
Yeah.
Very nice.
What about you?
Well, so my weekend was... it was pretty good. I got to spend it with the family. I will say Saturday, so our... cable TV, well, actually, we started out the weekend. It got cold this weekend here in Philadelphia. And so we went to turn on the heater.
Okay.
No heat. No heat in the Giannotti household. So we had to call our...
good thing you checked.
Service warranty. Yeah, we had to get a guy that came in the next day in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Then we went, you got to entertain yourself while you're cold and bundled up.
Yeah.
So we went to turn on the TV, and there was no...
TV.
No TV!
All right.
Oh, my goodness. And so we had support on, and they were like, well, we think it's... And so they said, we're going to send a service technician to your household.
So the power was there, but the devices weren't turning on. The TV wasn't there, the heat...
Yeah, but our internet and everything else was working. I'm like, did we pay the bill?
Okay.
We paid the bill.
Okay.
And so it turned out it was some back-end thing on their end.
Okay.
They finally got us going. But so we spent most of Saturday with technician kind of stuff.
Troubleshooting.
It was like the Waltons. Yeah, we were out there, gathered around the fire. We actually did have the fireplace running to keep warm.
Nice. Warmer outside.
It was, pretty much. And but that was my weekend.
Okay.
Steven, how about your weekend? So
yes,
producer
Steven.
Steve back here.
Tell us.
A pumpkin festival.
Pumpkin
flavored beer and A-Rides and things of the fall nature.
Oh,
very nice.
Pumpkin beer
at the Pumpkin Fest.
Yeah.
And I assume that was better than your yesterday sports day.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Dallas Cowboys did not win this week.
Did not win this week. I can't even talk.
Yeah.
I just ate my lunch. What else went? Who else? Todd, with sports.
Sports. Everyone lost.
Everyone lost except for.
I don't know. Everyone lost.
My team didn't play.
Oh.
New England Patriots.
Patriots. Oh, okay.
Still undefeated. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Deflategate and all. There we go. So that was our weekend. We hope you all had a great weekend. But now it's time to get started because there's a lot happening in the world of technology and Microsoft. So I'm going to pull up on the screen here in back of us. I have a couple of articles I wanted to share. First of all, do you have any questions about 2016? And am I making you nervous by putting my arm around you?
No, not really.
You have any questions around 2016?
How can we get it?
Well, how can we get it? There's so many questions that people have. I see Todd over there. Boiling up with questions.
Right.
There is a post out. We're going to send you the links after the break. After we post this up online, it'll be on our www.mtcstudios.com site, Worldwide MTC Studios. And this is the 2016 Top Questions Answered.
Cool.
So it's a whole Q&A series. I love this. Mm-hmm. And then they have links to all the content and things around that. Great source.
Yeah.
We'll have the link for you. Be sure to check it out.
Awesome.
After our live broadcast.
Absolutely.
The next thing, and I thought of you when I saw this, Tariq.
Okay.
Seven secrets.
Seven secrets.
We could tell you, but then we'd have to hunt you. No, we're going to tell you. Seven secrets to successful online collaboration, which you know has got to include
Surface Hub.
And a little
and
bit
the
of
Skype for Business.
Booyah.
Yeah.
But they've got some great tips and tricks around roles, responsibilities, messaging,
mm-hmm.
virtual meetings, all that good stuff. Again, we want to keep you informed. Great post. We'll have the link to it afterwards.
That's awesome. I want to see what's in the virtual meeting.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting,
awesome.
Huh?
Yeah.
I showed you something there.
Absolutely. You get me going here.
Delve.
That's your favorite subject.
I love Delve. I love to delve into Delve. Because Delve is where I find what's important to me. So if you haven't seen Delve, it is the place for personal profiles, finding people, information pertaining to you, built on Office Graph, leveraging indexing throughout Office 365.
That's awesome. Another thing I just found out in Delve is putting your praises. So if you want to do
this is here.
If you want to share some kudos or send kudos to your fellow employees, that's the place. People can see. Everybody can see the who appraised what.
And you know what? You know what that's cool for?
Mm-hmm.
Year-end reviews.
That's true. That's true.
So anybody out there who's in Microsoft land,
yeah.
if you'd like to praise me, I'll praise you.
Let's do it together.
We're gonna do a group praise. But no, seriously. So Delve has added praises, favorites, and they've added some enhancements around content creation. So it's great. And they talk about in here recognition is the greatest motivator. And then they go in depth into recognizing your peers, showing you exactly what you're talking about, how to add praises.
Yeah.
Look at this, badging around praises.
It's just getting better and better every day.
It's better and better because it's Office 365,
yeah.
and we just iteratively keep you up to date with
Absolutely.
The latest and greatest. And we'll have a link to that after the break as well.
Okay. Oh, my second favorite subject.
Your second
Exchange
favorite
server.
Subject. Exchange Server 216 is now available for on-prem customers.
Okay.
So if you know if you're an on-prem customer, we first of all think you should be moving your Exchange to the cloud.
I was going to say there are only few customers left with still running.
I was going to say the faithful,
Exchange.
But yeah, if you're running it on-prem, maybe you have a hybrid environment for some reason. However, they now have announced the release. It's out there for GA.
Okay.
You can get the bits, get it installed, get rocking and rolling.
Well, good to know this. You can still update to 2016, even though if you're running on-prem, that's fine. You can go ahead and update your...
But we would encourage you to look to...
Cloud.
The cloud.
The cloud.
But we'll have a link to that as well with the download bits.
Okay.
After the break. Vizio.
Wow.
See, there's just so much.
So much.
So much out there.
Love
Vizio. Says the new Vizio is here. Work visually.
All right.
Look at this. They have enhanced the visualization. I got to play with this.
Yeah, this
so
looks cool.
It's cool. You can create connections to real back-end data around this. Publish that to
update Stencil
365.
365 video portal.
Have dynamically displayed imagery and all that good stuff. One quick point, and we've discussed this before, when you're talking about Office Pro Plus deployment,
mm-hmm.
and I see Todd's making a face over there because he knows what's coming. If you're doing Vizio and you're doing Pro Plus and 365, you need to make sure you're getting the click to run bits for Vizio as well.
Click to run.
Click
Can't
to run, click to
enough.
Run.
Go click to run.
That's right.
Forget about MSI.
Thank you. That's a quote from Tariq, and you can
forget about
bing
MCI.
That. Forget about
MSI.
The MSI.
MSI.
Forget about that TV show. All right. Todd's going to like this because Todd loves scripts.
Oh, yes.
In fact, his nickname is Mr. Scripts.
Mr. Script and D-Word.
I heard his daughters call him Mr. Script.
That's on a good day,
On a good day, he says. So if you are looking to work around scripting your deployments of Office 2016,
mm-hmm.
a lot of folks say, well, how do I get started?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we've got it for you. We have all kinds of scripts for ready for download that you can get from here. They have all kinds of information also around the Pro Plus Configuration XML Editor.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
So they've got all kinds of goodies around that. You didn't know that they had an XML editor now, configuration.
No.
Booyah!
We're going to post that link, right?
So we're going to post that link. Awesome. So if you want to get out of getting into Notepad, which we all love Notepad.
I remember doing, you know, editing XML on
Notepad. That's what we've been doing
it
in.
Much better.
So now you can go in. They have an XML configuration editor that you can use. They also have, look at all these scripts. And it's not Todd's green screen, but it is here, the enhanced blue screen, not blue screen of death. This is the blue screen of PowerShell.
The good old DOS.
The good old DOS look and feel. So configuration scripts for your deployment. We've got it here. We'll have a link after the break, so be sure to check it out.
Awesome.
You thought we were done with Visio, but no. Project also has gotten a big overhaul. And so Project, just like Visio, you want to be using Click2Run.
Yep.
But they have a whole rundown as to what's new around resource engagements, the new manager experience, resource capacity, heat maps. Tell Me built in, and all kinds of integration with which I love me a Tell Me. Read Write Office add-ins.
So wait a second. Tell Me is like a small little help that you push and get your answers?
That's a way to put it.
Okay.
Yes, to get help.
Tell Me.
Finding, Tell Me.
It's like
show me, walk me through something.
Okay.
And they have all the information around there. We'll have the links to that.
Okay.
In the world of Office, three quick ones. First of all, they get five best Windows Phone app of the weeks to include the following. Lead Story. It's a news reader app.
Okay.
I just saw this, and now I want to get this.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, was looking at this. Home Team. This is pretty cool. And actually, I'm going to save that because I have a link directly about in-depth around that.
Okay.
Ulster Bank. So if you are banking at Ulster, they've got that for you now. And they have a very cool app run down through that. PixArt, a new image editing app.
Nice.
You can check that out. It's doing some pretty cool editing. I'm going to be grabbing that.
Mm-hmm.
They have updated Vine around the video sharing service for Vine.
Mm-hmm.
Some new updates to that you're going to want to check out.
Awesome.
And that's that. But I mentioned Home Team is one of the new apps. So Microsoft Garage has put out this app called Home Team, and it's a Windows Phone only app.
Okay.
You don't hear that too often these
Windows
days.
Windows Phone app.
Only. That helps you find and recommend local trusted service professionals.
Okay.
Everything from auto dealers to babysitters, et cetera.
Okay.
And they talk about various services it will tap into. It's pretty cool. I'm going to be loading that up on my Windows Phone.
So you think it's better than Angie's List? It's almost like that.
Then who?
Angie's List.
Who? So, no, I'm not dissing that. No, there's some great services out there, but you might want to check this out. It's for your phone. It's great for on the go, and you can see it as you go.
Okay.
And finally, and we'll talk more about this end, mark your calendars. With over 75 million devices already running Windows 10.
Wow.
Microsoft is excited to kick off the next chapter.
Nice.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, will be
making some good announcements.
Yeah, we're going to have, and so this is all about the Windows 10 devices, whatever we're calling this, big broadcast tomorrow.
Okay.
Cool stuff that people have been waiting for, like phones and stuff. It's devices, folks.
Devices.
Maybe I'll get me a new one of these.
Right.
If you want to check it all out.
I need a new phone.
I'm ready too. But they have here a link to the live stream. It's going to be kicking off tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. If that's what it's saying. Wait a minute. Is that Eastern?
Eastern.
No, that's.
It is Eastern. EDT.
EDT. Eastern Standard Time. Look at that.
It says about 10 devices from Microsoft.
Online or on your Xbox. It's saying. Oh.
10 devices.
No, it's saying Windows 10 devices.
Oh, sorry.
Tend to butt.
Okay.
Yeah, so check it out. They have all that information. They have some additional information about localized events coming to areas near you.
Okay.
Check that out. We'll have a link to the break after it. You're going to want to mark that on your calendars.
Absolutely.
So we are we're at perfect timing.
Yep.
Quarter past the hour, and we are ready for a little bit of
Surface
Hub.
What is Surface Hub?
So Tariq.
Yes.
Yeah, what is the Surface Hub before we kick off this?
This is just the coolest device on the planet. This is like what you need for collaboration and for your conferencing needs, for your communication needs. Everything is built in.
It's all there. And, so before we move on, I just want to highlight to people, as you're watching this video, mm-hmm. because we love questions, live Q&A and all that, underneath our video here mm-hmm. is a little box for Yammer.
Yep.
If you should have gotten an invite if you had joined our website,
yep.
Or mm-hmm. I had a direct link in the link to this, so you can certainly join the Yammer feed. I'll be checking out for invites during yep. this, but you might want to
post your comments, questions.
Yeah, well, we're happy to field them. If you just want to take in and soak in all the goodness,
yep.
we're happy to do that as well. But this is the place to ask your questions. Maybe you even have one after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
You can still ask it here. This is the place to go. So underneath the video is the Yammer box. It has a little login with Yammer.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any issues with it,
yep.
what you can do is actually log into this Yammer group. You should have direct link
mm-hmm.
in another tab,
mm-hmm.
and then refresh the whole thing, and you should be good to go.
Awesome.
But we would love to have your Q&A here. Love to know what you're thinking, either now or after the fact. But make sure you've joined. If you have not, you can send me an email at mgann@microsoft.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'll add you. Just request, say in the line, add me to Yammer, and I'll go ahead and add you.
Okay.
But
awesome.
Let's show this morning to get
yeah.
prepped, because we couldn't drag the whole. People think that this is like a hub. We're in
right.
front of a green screen, folks, here.
Right.
So
and to be honest with you, I just got in the office and here comes Mike and he said, well, let's shoot a video. Do you have time to?
So did you have time to prep for this morning?
I honestly didn't have time. In fact, you'll see my same clothes. Just to make the point here that we shot this video.
So it's kind of a rough and dirty video.
Yeah.
But the beauty of it is it's no editing. You're going to see
yeah.
it's all real time.
Yeah.
Like I said, we'll take your questions. We'll talk about it more after. But
one thing I want to mention, that this device is prototype. It's not the fully production device level device. So
in fact, when you boot it up,
yeah.
what does it say? It's
it stays in manufacturing mode.
Manufacturing mode.
Running
so
in manufacturing
it's all
mode.
This thing, as slick as it's going to be, what people are going to see.
Absolutely.
This is not the finalized end state.
No. End state. Right.
So that's what's to me even more impressive.
Right.
Because wait till you see this. It's rocking.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna want this for work.
Yep.
We do all the demos on ours, which is a 55 inch.
Right.
But
right.
it comes in two flavors.
Two flavors, 55 inches, 84 inches.
And the 84 is a 4K display.
4K display. And 55, the one we're going to show you, is 1080p.
1080p.
And the price point is around $6,999 for 55.
Yep.
And $16,999.
For the
84? Yeah.
So, I mean, when do you see this?
Let me make a correction. Under 20 grand.
Under 20.
$19,999.
It reminds me of a song.
We'll give you a dollar back out of $20,000.
So, at any rate, we're going to kick off a video.
Good morning, folks. This is Midday Cafe.
Midday Cafe.
And
so, we're doing a quick and dirty, and
absolutely.
I'm here with
Tariq Hamid. I'm a UC architect here at MTC Philadelphia.
And we are showing, what is this we're
this
showing today?
This is a new device. This is a Surface Hub. The one you were...
Wait a minute, like a Surface, but a...
It's a Surface Hub. It's a collaboration device. It's the best in the workplace here.
This is awesome. So you've been showing me some stuff.
Yep.
It's been rocking.
Yep.
And I thought today for Midday Cafe, what we could do, Tariq,
yep.
is have you do a quick walkthrough
okay.
around some of the cool stuff. And
sure.
I understand to even introduce it, you're going to use one of its features.
Absolutely.
What are you going to do?
What I'm going to do is do the Miracast and hook up my Surface Pro 3 with this device.
Well, where's your wire? Where's your plug?
This is wireless. It's Miracast.
Oh.
Using the Miracast code.
Like magic.
Yes, absolutely.
Mirror magic.
I
yeah.
like that. But first, this is what you see, right? There are three things you look for: call, whiteboard, and connect. So for the collaboration perspective, you walk in, you pick up the digital pen, and watch what happens.
There you go.
And you have the OneNote open up. You're ready to go. You can pick colors and write up. Right?
So we're taking notes in a meeting.
In a meeting. So
and
right now you're just collaborating. You're brainstorming within the session. But if you want to invite somebody, there's a call button. There's a phone button.
So we can call people.
Call people, find someone, or dial a number. Simple as easy. You have done it several times. This is Skype for Business. Absolutely.
So when I tap in there, it's going to let me go ahead and actually, and it brings up the keyboard, start typing somebody's
name. And it comes with a wireless keyboard, Bluetooth keyboard.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can find somebody and invite.
All right.
But what I'm going to do is, I'm going to end this thing. Another thing is, once you're done, click this, I'm done. It's going to give you the timer if you want to go back.
You can go back.
Yeah. And it'll delete everything what you have done from the privacy and all the legality functions. Nothing is stored on this device ever.
So why don't you introduce us to the device? And okay. I understand you're going to use Miramagic or Miracast.
Absolutely.
Right?
So on my device, on Surface Pro, I'm going to my Connect, and I'll see the device name, what I'm defined here, Philly MTC. So you see it, Philly MTC Surface Hub. I click on that, it's connecting, and soon you'll see the magic will happen.
Oh boy, look at that. That's impressive.
Oh, there it goes, all right.
There it is. It's showing
connecting
my wireless.
Whoa!
There it is.
And what's this?
This is a Surface Hub presentation deck. So, first I want to show you, there are four things that you're getting out of it.
Oh.
The best way to create and brainstorm in modern workplace. This is what you need for your conferences, for your meetings, for your collaboration experience. Seriously, this is all you need.
This is it.
This is it. And again, for productive and engaging kind of meeting, this is the device. This is a modern device with OneNote built in, with the Sky for Business built in, Windows 10 PCs built in. This is a full computer.
It's a full computer taking
Absolutely.
The full collaboration stack,
yep.
pulling it into a device meant to draw people in.
Absolutely.
Physically here.
Absolutely.
And remote.
And it's optimized with Windows 10, so all the universal apps will work. Awesome. So again, large screen. So it comes with two different screen sizes. So 55 inches, you're seeing a 55 inches.
So this is the baby one.
This is the baby one, 1080p resolution. The other one is 84 inches, which is 4K, sorry.
That's a 4K resolution.
4K resolution.
Wait a minute, 84 inches at 4K.
4K.
And this one looks amazing, which we're going to show in a bit.
We already announced the price on this device, so this is like under $7,000, $6,999.
Yeah.
Dollar short. That's okay.
Very nice.
And the 84 inches is under $20,000, $19,999.
Very cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this, just to give you another slide, and then we actually do the call and everything.
All right, cool. Okay.
So these are the built-in functions here. It's these are the cameras. There are two cameras built in.
Two.
It gives you the 103 degree angle of the room. So once you do the call, Skype for business call, you'll see the entire room.
It says these cameras are 1080p.
1080p's, absolutely.
High def.
High def. Boom. High def. Motion sensor detectors are there. So
and here.
Once this device goes to sleep mode, you walk in, it detects the motion, and it turns on.
Green,
so it's all green device, you know.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So NFC reader, Miracast, all built in.
NFC, so I can come up with my NFC and boom.
Absolutely. You can use the Windows 10 devices for Miracast or use some of the Android. I can share the list of some of the Android
Aren't
devices.
Aren't we nice?
Share,
now, iOS does not use.
Unfortunately, no. They don't use Miracast, which is the coolest protocol there. Then built into speakers, right? Pen charging.
Yeah.
So I showed you earlier, this is a pen and the charging deck is right at the same
built
spot.
Built right in.
So all you do is plug in and it's charging.
It's charging, cool.
Yeah. And some of the Wi-Fi, Bluetooth sensors are built in, right? So why don't we just
It has charging, it has two
pens.
So we have the other one is over there. This is actually, just so you know, this is a pre-production model that we're
Absolutely.
Using.
Absolutely. This is a... We're making it public early next year.
Yep.
So right now this is running in the manufacturing mode. So
yeah,
we're
cool.
Doing the beta. Okay. So why don't we just close this
and actually
use it. Exactly.
Let's use it.
Exactly. So another cool thing about this is, I'm connected with Miracast, but guess what? You can control my Surface Pro from here.
How? Wait a minute.
It.
Yeah, but this is just a screen. It's only projecting, right?
Correct. But with the reverse syncing functionality, you can actually touch this device and control
so
all the content on
this. I can control your presentation from there.
Absolutely.
From here. You mean I can go up here and minimize.
Yep.
So wait a minute. I'm interacting with your screen.
Yep.
Look at that.
Nothing.
He's all about the command prompt.
You don't need extra drivers. Nothing. It's all built in.
This is your desktop.
This is my desktop. So if I'm in a presentation mode, and I can share this, right? I can create a call and then share this desktop and bring all the contents in here.
Dude, so, that is rocking.
Yep. Okay.
So
go ahead.
Let's go ahead and let's get into this.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to
disconnect.
Disconnect it. So So again, simple as easy as disconnecting, and then it's going to go back to the regular mode. One thing to note is that every time when you end the session, it goes back to this mode and nothing stores on this device. We don't store any content.
Because it's a shared device.
It's a shared
and
device.
And that's important for security and compliance. Beautiful.
And you can work on your, so like I mentioned, these are the things you will see, call, whiteboard, and connect. If you have some meeting schedule, you'll see in here.
Okay.
Right now, I don't have any appointment, but if you see an appointment, you come in, click that, and you're in the meeting.
You're right in the meeting.
Right, in the meeting.
So what do we want to start off with here?
So start off, what I want to show earlier is just pick up the pen. It opens up the whiteboard. I'm started writing. Start Midday Cafe, right? Awesome. And these are the color buttons.
Beautiful.
Now, here you see a call button.
Call. So what are you going to do?
I'm going to call you.
You're going to call me?
Yeah. Why don't I call, just find...
Sounds like a Blondie song. Call me. I sound like a dying cat. Whoa. Okay.
There you go.
All right. So we're going to come in here and we're going to call M-G-A-N-N.
That's it.
Boom. There you'll I am. You. Wait a minute. So if I hit this...
Yes. You'll get the invitation just like it's a Skype for
invite.
Business.
Invite.
How did it have Mike's name in there?
Because it's... Using
there's
the global
invite?
Address book.
Okay.
So it's looking at Easy. All the address book.
And it's bringing up and it says,
yep,
you need to
just say a yes, adjustment for the device. And I want to show the camera here. So there it is.
There I am.
And look at the angle of the camera. You can see Todd standing there in the
we
back.
We see Todd in the background waving. Very nice.
Very nice.
So now I'm in this session.
You're in the session. So all I need to do is present. See, Mike, see that? Present screen.
Present screen. Whoa.
It'll start sharing the screen on your device. Okay.
So I'm going to get a notification.
Yeah, you get just, it's a Skype for Business event, so.
Accept meeting content.
Yeah.
There it is, and you can see here, there's on my screen, it's looking these cameras.
Yeah. So I'm presenting and I'm writing here. Let me put this pen here. Right? That's a nice house there, house in the prairie.
Very nice.
Right? And if I come here, this camera is going to pick up and share my video. Right. So at any time, while you're presenting and writing, your picture is.
So this is just captured. Like Skype for Business / Link that people are used to right
Absolutely.
Now. We're sharing. The beauty of it, it's leveraging OneNote for
OneNote.
Our
content
notes.
And drawing and yep, writing.
And at the very end.
Well, you can also send content to yourself as an email.
Or to your customer if you're doing like a design
Absolutely.
Session or something.
Another
Very
thing
cool.
what I want to show you is...
Look, there it is here, by the way.
So again, with Windows 10 powered, you can have split screens. So I want to go to my start screen and I want to bring in my Edge.
These are other apps.
Yeah, these are the other apps, by the way. PowerPoint, Word, Excel, built-in, right? And you have some other, you can also bring some of the cool apps from the store, Windows 10 store as well. There it is.
There we go. So there's Edge
there
in a split screen.
So one of the cool function of taking the snapshot of the picture is right here. This little pen, if you click, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, do we want to go
no,
to...
No, just fine. This is okay. We're
okay,
just doing
we'll
a simple
just use
pen.
This.
So I want to show this function here. If I click this,
so that
it takes
snip
the snapshot,
function
snip function
built in.
It gives you the picture. And now you just, so I want this content here, only this part, it'll be right here. Right.
And it dropped it into the OneNote.
And then you can annotate on top of it, as simple as it is.
Wow, and I'm seeing it all right here.
So if you have, let's say a scenario is like you're looking at the Bing map.
Yeah.
And you're giving some directions to somebody, you take the snapshot of Bing map.
Very
right,
cool.
Make the connection using the pen, show the
now,
directions.
Now, I see something else here that I can't be. That looks like Cortana.
It's Cortana. It's built in. Absolutely.
So what'll that
Why
do?
We give
Wait,
this
but what can you do with Cortana?
So how can I help? Cortana, what's the current weather?
It's currently 50 and sunny.
Ooh!
And it automatically picks up
is.
The location.
She knows our location,
She's
giving us
location.
A forecast.
Absolutely.
Very nice.
So you can also use Cortana to bring in the apps. You can say, Cortana, join my next meeting. What's my calendar? Today's calendar. Use your IVR-based command.
This I thought was really cool. So because this is a Windows 10 PC,
yep.
Windows 10 universal apps we can install.
Absolutely. You can
so we have a number of them here, like you were pointing
yep.
out.
Minecraft.
And we can install additional.
Minecraft.
Yeah.
Universal, because you know that's Minecraft for business.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So last thing, as you mentioned, email function. So when I'm done, just click that. It'll give you that OneNote page, and then you can just send it to via email. It's going to say who you send it.
Now,
these are the attachments, extending the OneNote and the PNG file.
And the PNG. So there is one last thing I wanted to show,
okay,
though. So let's get out of stop presenting, right? And
I
want to go to a full screen of this.
Okay.
Because we were talking about, and we can end my call here.
Yep.
Let's hang that up.
There's also a video function. You can maximize the video.
Oh, we could have went full screen.
You can have a video conferencing, just video call. Nothing's
so now
different.
We want to be just on the browser here, right?
Okay. So if you want to do this, you're already in the browser, right? Where's the browser? So you just maximize it.
There we go.
And we were talking about
the resolution.
Yeah,
of this
I
want to
show you the resolution of this.
This is crazy.
This is crazy super.
This is why I need this in my living room. Especially the 84 inch.
So let me just go pro here.
Nope.
I want to go to this cool
GoPro Hero 4.
Yeah, Hero 4. And there it is. Watch this, folks. It's going to blow your mind.
It's either an incredible adventure or it's nothing at all.
I'm playing a 4K video on 1080p display.
Look at this! Dude. Look at the res. The sound.
We should turn off the lights.
Yeah, turn off the lights quick, somebody.
You should watch this every day to pump you up for the work. That's right.
So what we do in the MTC, getting ready for the day. This is awesome. So this thing, if you need to present in just high definition, so you got a corporate meeting.
Absolutely.
Whiteboard. Pulling people in remote.
You can have a video, 1080p, HD 1080p video call over Skype.
And then finally, you need to really have some impact on the people in the room. You're not just presenting your desktop.
No.
You're presenting full, high def.
Full
We're going over the internet right now.
Yeah.
Over our connection here.
Yeah.
I'm pulling that in. So that's it.
That's it.
So this is rocking. What's this called?
Surface Hub.
The future of collaboration.
For the modern workplace.
And that's it. That's a wrap, folks.
So you want to unmute us here?
All right,
we're unmuted.
So,
what do you think?
Dude, I got totally stoked, right? So we just got this thing in, and I had played around a little bit.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you've seen it. It's everything is built in, and it's so simple. Anybody can go walk up to it and start playing with it. You don't have to learn anything, right? You know, already know OneNote, you know,
yes.
Skype for Business, you know, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, everything is there.
A couple of things that I thought were interesting and wanted to make sure we follow it up on. So
okay.
I kind of made a funny face when we talked about, because Apple devices are very closed systems. They don't play nicely oftentimes with others. So although Miracast is the standard for wireless broadcasting, they use their own closed proprietary for Apple TV.
Absolutely.
But
you can hook up your Apple TV to this screen and then share any of your iPads, iPhones, any of the other devices.
So there's just
remotely.
A toggle that you go
toggle.
and then you can pull that in as well.
And use the Apple proprietary wireless protocol to transmit your content on the screen.
So Apple folks, no need to cry. You might want to run out and get a different device. No. But you can use your existing devices.
As always with Apple, the answer is buy another device.
Yes, as Todd just said, he said, as always with Apple, just go and buy another device.
Yeah.
But we're not saying that. We're saying if you have them today, you've made an investment, you've got Apple
Absolutely.
TV.
We're covering everybody. It doesn't matter what protocol you're running. There is a way to share your contents to that device. One thing we didn't show in the demo is the way to grab your content from the cloud-based storage space, whether it's OneDrive for Business, or Dropbox.
Can do that?
You can absolutely do that. So when you launch the Word or Excel or PowerPoint, you can sign in. So here comes the Pro Plus. So if you have the Pro Plus login, you have the Office 365 login, you can sign in. It'll show your recent documents. Just click and here comes your document from the cloud displaying on the screen.
So it's displayed.
And again, we don't save anything. So once you're done, once you close the session, Everything is gone. Nothing is stored.
But if you did do writes to it, it'll save it back to your OneDrive.
Absolutely. It'll save back to your OneDrive. Not only that, but if you want to store it locally, we got plenty of USB drives. So stick your USB thumbnail and store it there. In fact, you can have your contents in one of those devices and just walk up to the device, plug it in, go to the file manager. It'll open
really?
Up your documents, just share from local resource. And that's it.
So it kind of does it all.
Yes.
Oh, you can look like you're going to say more.
But there's more.
Yes.
The browser, Edge browser, like from the browser, go to the OneDrive for Business or your wherever you store your documents online, and just get the document from there and do edit and present and do your business.
Sharing everything
sharing
we were showing.
From there. Absolutely.
Dude, that is rocking. A couple other things that I saw that I loved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been using a different technology here for writing
yep.
and capturing stuff electronically for the last number of years.
Yep.
But at the end of a session, then we have to go and save it as a PowerPoint, which takes forever.
Mm-hmm.
Chugga, 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 chug.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to save it off on a drive, and then we can hand it to them or plug mm-hmm. it in and email or whatever. Built right in to the OneNote piece.
Yep.
I'm so stoked for this.
Yep.
Right in OneNote, you're taking notes, you're doing like an architectural design session, all
yep.
your crazy stuff. At the end, there is a little icon in the lower right.
Email.
It's click.
Mail.
It's mail.
Also the snipping function you've seen in the demo, right?
Yeah.
So you can actually capture the content from another split screen and add it in your OneNote.
So take it all and just shoot it off instead of messing around.
It's very simple to use, really. You don't need any kind of training.
And so it's in 4K in the 84-inch model. And so all Microsoft employees are getting one for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. We
well,
wish.
I would hope so. We wish.
Oh.
That'd be our Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that'd be very Merry Christmas. But so if folks are interested in learning more about the Surface Hub, want to try use cases, want to get their hands on, what do they need to do?
Well, first of all, they can come into our MTC. They can have their hands on that device. It's ready to go, so we can give you the demonstration. You can play with it, or we can share some links later on. I have some links that you can share.
Cool.
With
so we can add that to the archive.
Absolutely.
So we'll make sure we do that, folks.
Yeah.
Tariq is going to funnel me some links.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if they want to come into the MTC, they
yeah.
just need to talk to their rep.
Yeah.
If you're a Microsoft partner and you'd like to bring people in.
Yeah.
Steven, I understand here at the Philadelphia MTC, that's possible?
Yeah, if you're a partner, take advantage of our partner site
yeah.
and put in a request to come see the Hub.
There you go.
So go in the partner site, Steven. And actually, that's not just for you, Steven, is it? That's event coordinators all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, any MTC in the country.
Any MTC
yeah.
here in the U.S.
Yeah. Well,
assuming they have a hub.
Eventually, every MTC will get the hub.
Eventually,
but we got it just recently.
We got a hub.
We got a hub.
We're a
yeah.
hubbub. So cool.
One thing I forgot to mention is the keyboard.
The keyboard, which you showed.
I showed.
Beforehand, we were playing with it.
When I configured this device initially, I didn't have to do anything for the keyboard. It automatically configured by itself. It has a trackpad. So you can actually move the mouse. You can pinch zoom from it, from the pad.
Yeah.
And in case if you have to sign in, instead of using a virtual keyboard, you want to use the keyboard.
It's all right
keyboard,
there.
Because you're typing the password, right? So
you don't want to show people what you're
typing. You don't want to show people using
virtual
keyboard.
I hadn't even thought of that. So
yeah.
We got you covered there as well, signing
yeah.
in.
Yep.
We pretty much.
And more things are coming. So stay tuned. For more options,
that's right. But wait.
More add-ons, more authentication, different ways of authenticate user.
It is awesome.
So
and again, what impressed me so much was this is a manufacturing
yep.
Build. It's not
yep.
the final
it's
stuff.
Not,
it was
not.
Slick. It just worked.
Yeah. And it's 100% Microsoft device.
I mean, we just came in and
yep.
started playing with it. And I love how you just to get started, just walk
yeah,
up.
Walk
now,
up.
We don't have the facial recognition working yet because, again, pre-production.
Pre-production, right.
But
so
that's coming.
That's coming. It's going to be another option that you can put on.
Just walk
yeah,
up.
Facial recognition. So as a...
Like I do with my
part
Xbox.
Part of the authentication. Right. Right.
Rocking.
But the coolest thing is, as you've seen, you just pick up the pen, the OneNote
fires
up automatically. And you're ready to go.
For
so
us
for
here,
millennials, for next generation, that's the device.
That's it.
Nobody would like to you know, go to the device and start button to start the application, and where's the remote control, where are the lights, and how do we turn, forget about that.
Just walk up and get working.
If it's sleeping, it's going to detect the motion, turn up, turn on, and then you're ready to go. You pick up the pen, start writing. No waste of time. You have the idea in your brain, put it on the board right away.
Capture it.
Bring people remotely, and get your business going.
That was cool. The other thing I got to say I liked, and I can't wait for us to get a big 84-inch in the EC
mm-hmm.
as our main, replacing our main screen,
yeah.
Is that whole thing where, look, I can anything I'm showing on here, I can just right on the fly mirror cast it,
yep.
and not just show it, but actually on the big screen start touching
yep.
and manipulating just as if I'm on my own
Absolutely.
Screen. It's a two-way.
Absolutely. And as you've seen, the NFC is built in, so if you have a device, mobile device, NFC built in, you can just share the content from there.
So we can do it from our phones.
From our phones.
That's sweet. Yeah. Dude, that rocks.
That is
Surface
awesome.
Hub, check it out. We'll have links for you, more information, and come on into the MTC.
Absolutely.
Next up.
What do you got next?
So I got an app of the week.
Okay.
So you take pictures of your kids?
Yes, I do.
Todd, you take pictures of your kids?
Yes. Yeah.
Steven doesn't have any children yet, but he likes to take pictures of horses on an island.
Oh, yeah.
What's that island's name?
Assateague Island.
Right off of, is that Maryland or Delaware?
It's off
of
Ocean City, Maryland.
Off of Ocean City, Maryland. Okay. And they have wild horses.
Okay.
I love to take pictures running around and doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have an app. I showed this a long time, Pat, but I had some folks. I posted some pics this last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a flood of people pinging me, Mike, what is that app? Mm. Well, how are you doing that? That's cool. Oh.
Mm.
So I thought it would bear repeating.
Sure.
So this is an app. It's available. It is a universal app.
Okay. Wow.
Ooh. So it runs here on it. It has two versions. There is a paid and a free.
Mm-hmm.
It'll run on, if you buy it, by the way, you can install it on all your Windows 10 devices, which
okay.
is rocking.
Nice.
It'll tell you after you've bought it, it'll show up and it'll say you already own this, would you like to install here? But it runs on the PC/tablets and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It also runs on the phone, so I have it here on my phone running Windows 10
okay.
with a very new build
okay.
that people are gonna wanna see someday. Well,
you mentioned it's a universal app. You can run it on Surface Hub too.
You could run it on Surface Hub.
Absolutely.
So image editing. So this app that I'm going to show and show some of the features of it, it's called Superphoto. So when we go to Superphoto, you click it open.
Okay.
It's for photos,
this
and it's
logo
super.
Looks familiar.
Yeah, why don't we go full screen, Steven? So here you can see it's opening up, and you can see here, if you are in the free, I mean, even if you get the free version, look at all the filters you get to mess around with. I mean, it's loaded. This is the free stuff
nice.
They just give you. They also have premium filters that get crazy that you can apply to your images. It uses a web-based service to do all the horsepower, so that's why it'll run and work equally as well on a phone. On, look at this, I'm just go, and it just keeps going. There's a lot of
okay.
filters here, right? But it has filters. They have some user creation. You can click on all filters. They also have here, if you skip ahead a bit, they have cutouts
mm-hmm.
that allow you to do some things. You know, like here they show it's holding a silhouette and it allows you to cut out a piece. Mm-hmm. And you can see how, like here it framed the image in this crystal ball on a table. All kinds of cutout options are available there. And then they also have these 3D
mm-hmm.
applications, so you can make, you know, 3D looking imagery out of your standard image you took.
Nice.
Combos that do a combination of things,
okay.
cutouts and filters. They also have frames you can apply. This stuff, bokeh, that applies like just like overlay effects,
mm-hmm.
textures, patterns. This thing is loaded.
List, yeah.
So
I can see
let's
that.
Take a look. Let's just go to basic filters. And I'm going to grab painting.
Okay.
Because this is the one I applied, a lot of people were asking about.
Okay.
So to work with it, whether it's on your phone or on your PC, simply you tap it on your phone, click it with your PC. And it's going to bring up here, and it says transform your photo. And they give a bunch of different examples. So you can see
okay.
here was a photo. Look at that. Makes it like kind of painting-like, right?
Right.
It's kind of cool. Right. It's cool looking. Look at that, cool. Right? And they give these examples here. And so what we want to do is apply it to one of our photos. So it says tap to choose photo. So okay. I'm going to go ahead and do so. Here you can choose one on your desktop. Mm-hmm. You can take one, in this case, with a webcam or on your phone. It'd be right. With your
the live shot.
Your phone. Yep. Or you can grab it from your social networks. Okay. Right? Okay. So you could do grab it from Instagram, from Facebook, etc. We're going to choose a photo, though. I downloaded one.
Okay.
This should look familiar to you, Tariq. So here we go. This is a picture of Tariq and I when we were filming that video. And then you have some options below. First of all, right now it's going to do standard, but I like HD. That's higher quality. So you simply toggle that.
Okay.
It's going to make a higher def, a larger image. Next, what area do you want? So by default, it's going to do this whole photo, but you have some options.
Okay.
You can do custom where you can just then squiggle over it, pick a face for the background, face in the front, radial. It gives all these different options. What part do you want to do or exclude?
Wow, so many options.
So many options. We're going to take the default hold, and then it has intensity.
Okay.
Do you want it, right? It sets it at a medium, right? And you can go up, high, highest, low, lowest. I'm going to pick low.
Intensity of what? Like the
of the paint, the amount of the painting that it does to it. Once you're done, you can then select create photo.
Okay.
It's going to use, boom, just like that. So here you can see, that looks pretty cool. That's with low intensity.
Okay.
Let's try a higher one.
It reminded me
let's kick
that,
it up a notch.
That video of Aha. I don't know if you guys know.
Aha!
Back in the
80s. Yes, the 80s. You're dating yourself, Tariq. Welcome to the club. I'm stuck in the 80s tonight. So let's look at this. Now we've done it a little more. It's a little more painted, you can see. Whoops, I didn't want to save.
Hunting high and low. That was the video.
We could go highest. See what that looks like.
Right.
So not a whole lot different. But it's a little bit smoother, much more cartoon-like.
Mm-hmm.
If we had more colors, you get more of a vivid effect. Then when you're done, you click Save, and it lets you save it locally.
Mm-hmm.
You can order prints, submit to user contributions, so you can actually submit to their service.
Okay.
So you can go ahead, I'll click Save. Where do you want to save it? You can give it a name.
Sure.
And I'll call this Tariq and Mike. Click Save. That's it. Nice work. We're done. So now we can take that. You can use it on your social.
That's nice.
All kinds of goodies, right? And that's just with a filter.
Wow. There's so many other options, too.
So many options. So I thought we can do one additional one. Let's take a
3D?
Well, let's do this one first. We'll do a crystal ball here.
Okay.
So we're going to use this. It wants us to do a custom. What part do we want to put in the crystal ball?
Okay.
So let's go ahead. I think I can use my finger. Nope. Let's use. Oh, here we go. We click on that. Brush size. There we go.
You're making a crystal ball here?
Yeah. We're going to be in the crystal ball with that PC. So we'll finish coloring this in. Mirror, mirror. Oh, no. Wait a minute. You know what? Let's just do it this way. I did too much.
Yeah, I think you were painting the whole thing.
There we go.
Do it.
So quick color that in. This kind of reminds me of that Stick song. You ever heard that?
Oh, the
mirror, mirror on the wall. Oh, there's another one. Isn't there another one? Crystal ball. Yes, I'm having an 80s flashback. So there we go. We got intensity. And let's go ahead and create our photo. What happened?
Nothing happened. It says nice work.
Custom. Didn't we do the custom?
You choose the photo, so it's
we did
there.
That. It's there.
And apply. Didn't we have to do like?
Okay. And then create photo.
But it says put your photo in there. I don't think it saved it.
I don't either.
So put your photo inside the driver ball. So let's.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. So this was working when I was doing it the other day. It worked on my phone great.
Well, I think we're all.
We should be doing it on the Surface Hub. Let's do one other.
You painted too much. I think you just painted
just
the
much.
Whole thing. So we're all in the crystal ball now.
So here we go. So we're gonna do one more 3D, right? It's the warp one.
Get it.
We'll just go ahead and take the default, and you know what it's doing. I think I figured it out. Let's go back here. Taking the whole.
You have to change the picture. I think.
Yes, we didn't change our picture.
Right. You were just using the one you saved earlier.
This is
there
why it didn't do it. Oh,
wow.
I was still, so it was going back
it's
to
like
the other
matrix.
Piece.
All right.
Yeah, so like the matrix there. And then again, let's go back one more because now I feel bad.
We got to do our crystal ball.
We got to do it, right?
We got to
choose the photo. Here we go. People are saying, Mike, why are you doing this to me? But I'm going to do it. So, oops, I already picked it. So we're picking custom.
No, you create the crystal ball.
Now, because Tariq has wanted to be in a crystal ball.
That's right.
We're both going to be in there. I think our futures are looking bright, Tariq.
Yeah.
Especially with Surface Hub.
Wow.
And we could be doing this on the hub. So let's click go. Yeah,
the cloud is a crystal ball.
Ah, look at that. Now it's got it. And now we're going to create the photo. And I did it again. I give up. So I keep doing something. But you get the idea. Your feedback. No, I'm not going to do it right now. I'm not mad.
I got that.
But this is my app of the week. You can come on back, Steven. This is my app of the week. I use it on my phone. And that's where I use
it,
actually, is my phone all the time.
This is awesome. A few clicks and you customize your picture.
Get some cool stuff, family.
Artifacts.
Yeah, it's great for vacations and all kinds of good stuff.
Very nice.
So that's my app of the week. So today we've seen some great stuff with Microsoft News.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen some very cool stuff around Surface Hub.
Yep.
We just saw an app of the week,
mm-hmm.
but upcoming.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some upcoming events coming up. So next, well, first of all, let me bring up our I don't want to lose this page. Let's add one more tab. So we're going to go to Worldwide,
www stands for Worldwide MTC Studios.
Yeah, you can
don't mix the www.
So here we are. There is actually some pretty cool upcoming events. So I wanted to highlight these. So in addition to ours, on the 8th, this Thursday, there you can register on hybrid cloud management.
Okay.
If you're interested in that, be sure to register for that event.
Okay.
That's being put on by the MTC Studios.
Nice.
And from our Irvine office. On the 10th, we have another, that was the first. So we had the 8th. Oh, then the 15th is the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on understanding the Internet of Things, business opportunities.
Okay.
And then we're going to follow that up with 1029, another IoT in healthcare.
Nice.
There's also that one. Oh, those were. Well, that's the post dates. Yes. So then we also have one on the 22nd on Internet of Things and Analytics.
Okay.
And finally, this next Monday, we're going to be having a special education broadcast for EDU Space, back to school special. We're going to kind of run through all the goodies that folks should be using in school. We're going to take a look at Sway, take a look at Mix, take a look at SNP. We're going to take a look at The Office. Classroom Creator. We're going to take a look at Staff Management Creator.
Okay.
All of that, and maybe some extra little goodies that you might be interested in for your classrooms. So that'll be a special EDU. The following week, we're going to have project.
Okay.
All these will be posted on our site later today. We're going to have a special project with a partner coming in.
Okay.
Following that with a Windows 10 session with Mr. Total.
The one and only.
Todd First, he is the total package. We'll be coming in to talk about
total
Windows
recall.
10. Total Recall with Todd First.
First.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff happening.
Yep.
We're looking forward to it.
Plus tomorrow.
Plus tomorrow.
Can you tell us a little bit more? Give us some hints.
So let me give you some hints.
Yeah.
So mark your calendars. Again, we're going to have a link to this right afterwards. Here they have a link to the live stream. Let's see what comes up when we click it. We have some exciting news to share about Windows 10 devices. They have a link to add it to your calendar.
Okay.
Oh, let's go ahead. I'm going to share this out on Facebook. And we'll say, be sure to tune in live.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to post that to my Facebook for those interested. I'm also going to post it out to my
tweet.
So there we go. We're just getting all social. But so some of the things they're talking about that we should see things around mobile.
Okay.
Wearable.
Oh, okay.
I see I'm going out on a limb. I'm probably getting fired. No. But, you know, I don't think it's any big secret around some of the things, but I'm not going to be specific.
Right.
Because I do like my job. I love my job. So if you are, if you're out there and you're interested, in Microsoft is, you know, we are enabling really around any place, anywhere, anytime, any device, the rich productivity experience. But at Microsoft, we are point laser focused and dedicated so that not only can we bring you to your iOS, your Android, these great experiences, but we want to make sure that we create and set the bar for the absolute epitome of experiences capable with Windows devices.
Absolutely.
We saw that with the Surface Hub earlier.
You
guys have been seeing videos about HoloLens out there. You've seen things this last year. I thought it was great. You know, they say that copying or, you know, when somebody copies you, that's the biggest form of flattery. Does anybody remember the quote? I'm just blanking.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Did you say it on the mic for us?
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Thank you, Stephen, producer Steve. And so we saw, that's right, we saw some other mobile platforms that one first came out, and people were saying how their tablet looked like a poor man's version of our Surface.
Right.
And then the other one came out, and they followed suit and did the same thing.
It's a big deal. It's
so
bad.
If you want to see the leaders that everybody's copying, tune in tomorrow, Windows 10 devices. It'll be available after the fact if you can't make it. Like, I'm with a client tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh. But afterwards, you know, I'm going to be tuned in.
Yeah.
I'll probably drag my poor wife to watch it. And we'll be doing that. That's it.
That's it. Great.
A lot happening. Tune in to our website, www.mtcstudios.com, part of MTC Studios. For all the upcoming events, we're going to have links to all that stuff. But here in the Philadelphia MTC, for myself, Mike Cinotti, for Todd First sitting over here off to the side typing away, doing his work, who fed me today.
Fed me. Yeah.
Producer Steve, say goodbye. Goodbye, America.
Have a great day.
And who are you to say goodbye?
Tariq Hamid.
And Tariq Hamid. From all of us here, we want to say goodbye. Have a great week. Tune in tomorrow. Tune in next week. Take care and have a great day.
Bye, folks.
Ciao.
Take care.